6:05 PM.
Excuse me.
Alright, what do we got?
Alright, well, I hate to even go into non-public for this, but just because of mentioning names is all. And you'll hear about it when we go out in non-public, but our grader operator, Aaron Fleury, has given notice, if you haven't already heard. He's going to be done, he'll be officially done on the 16th of August. You know, that's the last of our 4-day work weeks that he'll be here. And so I discussed it with my operations manager, and we feel, but I only did it under me, that Jason Searles, since he's been back, he had training before when he was here on the grader. We sent him to class, and he trained under the old grader operator. At the time, I wouldn't necessarily had recommended him. I wouldn't say he wouldn't have made a decent grader operator, but I would have recommended that we advertise for a grader operator, let him apply, and see what we got, because we could have got better, I believe. But since he's been back this time around, and Aaron has been our grader operator, he's an excellent grader operator. I really hate to lose him. He has worked with Aaron. Aaron likes him. They get along great. And Aaron and he have been swapping back and forth on the grader ever since, during and since mud season. And Aaron's given him a lot of pointers, new techniques, different techniques, and he has improved tremendously. So that being said, I think that he has improved enough that I feel with the position coming open, that he deserves a chance. I know he wants a chance to be a grader operator. So it's always been one of his goals. He wants to be, loves playing with it. He was trained for it in the Army as well. So the only reason for the non-public part is just for the naming. So I did a PAF. I can read it to you if you like, or you can read over it, but basically, just explains his current position, his labor grade 12, step 2, and the hourly rate. But I'm recommended that we post or we promote Jason to a grader equipment operator. And we'll start him off at a labor grade 14, which is currently what the grader is, 14 step 1. Let him finish out the rest of this year, because we're going to be going in the fall. We have to grade all the dirt roads one more time, and we still got more ditching on the side of the roads that we have to do. And then we give him a 6-month review, which is happens to fall right in line with his before the promotion annual review. And if he gets a good review, then we can bring him up to step 2. It's all within the budget.
What is the position that's greater?
It's grader slash equipment operator. And so for this 14 step 1, the hourly rate is $18.93. And then if we get to get a review at 6 months, we can bring him to step 2, which is $19.40. So it's not a huge raise. And then, you know, he'll get another review, a further review, at the annual review for this time next year because of the reset.
So if it was, if you recommend the promotion for Jason Searles to grader slash equipment operators, grade 14, step 1 to 18.93, effective when?
Effective as of August, August 20th, which is a Monday after Aaron is gone of 2018.
Johnny, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is he the operator who had the couple of incidents with the plow this past winter? where we had some insurance claims and what have you?
No, I think that was Mark.
Okay.
He's not here anymore.
No, right.
Yeah, it was Mark.
Okay. So we would need a motion for that, right?
Yeah, but you want to do that in public.
You can do that in public.
Yeah, this is just if you want to discuss his credentials.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of like almost an interview process type here.
Yeah,
but so once we come out of non-public.
You would first vote to accept Aaron's resignation and effective the date, and then you would vote on that PAF vote.
Do we have Aaron's resignation in writing? Or
he told me he'll give it to me in writing. He hasn't turned it in yet.
And you can come out of non-public. And then make the motion.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Actually, if we don't have Aaron's resignation in hand, then we can't vote for either tonight. We'd have to wait to the next meeting, but that's after the 20th, right?
I mean,
he's given it to me. He's told all the guys.
Verbally, hypothetically, somebody could just say I quit and walk off, and we couldn't get anything in writing. And
yeah, it's
so. It's while only we require a, it, it's
just a technicality, if anything.
But we do ask before they leave for sure that we get in, right?
And he said he was willing to do an exit interview if you guys want one.
Could always say that we accept it upon receipt.
And how do you say Jason's last name? Siles?
Searles. S-I-R-L-E-S. It messes me up, too, trying to spell it. It's not as bad as Rick's, though. I can't hardly even pronounce that one. I don't think I can.
That's okay. I can't even pronounce my name. So,
yeah, I know.
We're like, take back my maiden name. So we're going to vote to accept Aaron Flory's resignation when we come out. We're going to vote to promote Jason Searles to grader equipment operator effective 8/20/18 and increase him to grade 14 step 1 1893.
All right.
Johnny, you said the effective date of the resignation was August 16th?
Yeah, that'll be his last day here.
Okay.
So you want me to add that to the motion?
Yeah, I would just have the date in there.
Okay, so.
So you're ready to?
Go back, okay? We're going to go back to the closed session now?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, so, that's all, unless you guys have any other questions.
Do you have
about
any questions for Johnny?
No.
Okay. Motion to leave non-public session to return to public session made by?
So moved.
Seconded. Balotello. Motion passed. Non-public meeting tape removed. Public meeting tape replaced. Public session.